Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Lee, Jim Clyburn, South Carolina congressman, says he had no idea that Joe Biden was in decline. Probably his closest supporter in Congress, the guy who put arguably Joe Biden in the White House. Joe was totally done before that South Carolina primary. Turn things around for him. And the only thing that turned it around was he got Clyburn's endorsement. Clyburn's powerful here, particularly among black voters. No idea. He said, you know what's weird about that? Clyburn has met with Biden many times, talked to him before that endorsement, has been around him, somehow missed it entirely. Yet I, Lee, and you, who have you ever actually personally met Joe Biden?
No, I haven't either. Never, and would not have any desire to do so.
No. I've never met him. You've never met him. Somehow we knew he was in decline. And we knew this going back to 2020 somehow. And we don't even spend any time with the guy. And yet Clyburn did not know. Neither did, apparently, the liberal members of the White House press corps. You know how many hours they spend with the president? I mean, they're on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
They're out there in the driveway avoiding illegal immigrant wanted signs, pretending they can't see them. Waiting for hours. They spend hours and hours and hours and hours with the president, around the president, filming the president, watching the president interact. And yet last night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, we are supposed to believe that they all missed it, that you could not know. There was no way, nobody who was actually around Joe Biden could have known. Meanwhile, somehow millions of people on X figured it out, and they don't even know Joe Biden. And Lee, remember that we were talking about the basement strategy.
Yes.
Well, the basement strategy was necessary because he had the beginnings of dementia. We were having this conversation talk radio 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, just the way they gaslight their sheeple.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the biggest lie in American politics history, period.
I would be embarrassed to admit I'm one of their sheeple and still believe what they say. And here's the thing, okay, that's going on. I think that this isn't even about us. This is about the left. I mean, my brother came to visit us. He's a committed left winger, a very hardcore consumer of news, very informed, as much as you can be taking in liberal media. And he was beside, he brought it up, because we always have the agreement, we're not going to talk politics. We never do, right? The kids know, don't talk politics. You're going to be grounded when your uncle comes, right? We all get along, we love each other. He comes to my house, and he brings it up, because he wants to know, did you know Joe Biden was this far gone? He was shocked by the debate performance, and Lee, he wasn't kidding. He wasn't pretending. He was literally shocked to see that.
Yeah.
And I was shocked that he was shocked.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, you know, honest take on it, that was not Joe's worst night. Actually, I didn't think he had that bad of a night compared to other stuff. I mean, we watch his brain break all the time.
Yeah.
And for a normal person, it was a little demented. Yeah, but for him, no, not, I mean, not particularly bad. But he hadn't seen him unfiltered. So all these people who are coming out now doing the mea culpa, these liberal journalists know it hurt them with their base that they told this lie. And so they're still, you could tell it still stings and that they feel like their base is maybe blaming them a little. Like, had you told us, oh, I don't know, in January or something when we could have had a primary, that would have been different. They're taking some blame for it. They're not happy about it. Listen to this. I mean, this is the biggest crock. This is Alex Thompson last night speaking for the mainstream media on how they missed Biden's decline, missed it. Again, he is a member of the White House press corps who covered Biden. That means, again, you're on the plane, you're in the media gaggle. You are sitting there for hours listening to this man when he did deign to give interviews.
President Biden's decline and its cover up by the people around him is a reminder that every White House, regardless of party, is capable of deception. But being truth tellers also means telling the truth about ourselves. We, myself included, missed a lot of this story.
You missed it?
No, you hid the story.
Yes.
Everyone who tells you they didn't see it, they're lying. They're lying. They have to be. They have to be lying. And that includes Clyburn. He's lying. He has to be. Clyburn is a very smart man. He's very observant. He's politically astute. He's one of the most successful, I hate to admit this, one of the most successful politicians in South Carolina history. He is not a dumb person. He is not blind. He knew what was going on. He just simply refuses to admit it, in public at least.
And what he knew was that Barack Obama was going to be running that presidency. That's what he knew. And that's why he went, okay, Joe. Nobody cares that he's got, you know, pretty serious dementia. And look, even Hunter Biden joked. Do you remember when the text came to light?
Right.
Where he joked that if his dad was at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, at least he would remember where his home was.
Right, yeah.
And he was joking with Dr. Keith Abelow, who I guess is a friend of his. Lest we forget how thick it got out there. After this, remember cheap fakes? See, okay, the internet might have all kinds of videos of Biden's brain breaking and him looking lost, confused, being led around like a little child, and sometimes an Easter bunny.
Yeah.
But
Trump wrote that up again. That was hilarious.
I know. But no, those are all cheap fakes.
They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith. The right wing critics of the president have a credibility problem.
What they're going to see is deep fakes, cheap fakes.
The White House is calling cheap fakes, amplified on conservative media. They're highly, highly misleading.
We're hearing about so-called cheap fakes. It's playing out on right-wing media. And all of this is to try to make the case that Biden is slipping, he's confused, and so on.
Cheap fakes. But what it is truly deceitful behavior that is not rooted in truth.
You remember, Tara, who was the person that led one of the last cabinet meetings that Biden had?
It was
his wife, Dr.
Yeah.
Jill. He couldn't even conduct a cabinet meeting.
And we were told this was all very normal. This was all very empowering for the wife to do it. And
can you imagine the outcry if Melania Trump were to conduct a cabinet meeting?
Oh, we'd be told she's too dumb to do it.
Well, that
she speak like five or seven.
This has got to be an indication that Trump is declining mentally, that he's not in control of his faculties anymore, that he can't be trusted with the nuclear weapon, you know, football and all the other usual garbage that Democrats would spew.
Texture rates. Good morning. This is Pablo from Boiling Springs. I think we can all agree the Democrats were either in complete denial, like your brother, or just a massive cover-up. But don't you think we're being a bit hypocritical considering what Mitch McConnell looks and acts like?
But we have been very honest about Mitch McConnell here.
You must be new to this show.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You're going to like it here. If you want to hear about Mitch McConnell, oh boy, will you get an earful.
Yeah, no kidding.
Starting with the dementia and then rolling downhill from there.
May want to spend some time with the archived editions of The Tara Show on the website.
You'll learn things even the left-wing media won't tell you about Mitch McConnell because he's
their enabler.
I think
producer Tim has probably got them properly labeled. You should be able to find them with a quick search.
Yes. Yeah, no, I am probably the only one in our media. I mean, maybe there's someone else, I don't know, who has made the argument that aside from the hookers, Mitch McConnell is as bad as Hunter Biden because he has the same deal. So yes, Lee, thank you. Pablo, you are going to very much enjoy the archived Tara Show. I suggest you start on it right away.